A letter from the governing body. Dear fellow witnesses of Jehovah, what a privileged people we are to bear the name of the universal sovereign Jehovah. That name is eternal, imperishable, and incomparable. It was Jehovah who gave us his name to bear, and especially since the year 1931, we've been identified with that distinctive name. It is with unreserved pride that we identify ourselves as Jehovah's Witnesses. The devil relentlessly tries to blot out the name of God. Under his control, the nations spurn Jehovah's name. Babylon the Great, the world empire of false religion, hates the divine name and has removed it from many Bible translations. In contrast, Jesus held high his Father's name, giving it first place in the model prayer he taught his followers. He said, "You must pray then this way, Our Father in the heavens, let your name be sanctified." Matthew 6 verse 9. Later, in heartfelt prayer to his Father, he said, "I have made your name manifest to the men you gave me out of the world." John 17, 6. Following Jesus' fine example, we are more determined than ever to herald Jehovah's name vigorously throughout the earth. The year text for 2009, Bear Thorough Witness to the Good News, prompted us to accomplish our ministry fully. Acts 20, verse 24. There is no doubt that Jehovah has richly blessed our efforts this past service year. A tremendous witness was given worldwide to the glory and honor of Jehovah's name. A new peak of 7,313,173 publishers joined their voices in preaching to all, as well as teaching those of honest heart who are searching for solutions to the many problems facing them each day. An attendance of 18,168,323 at the memorial of Christ's death shows promise that millions more may yet call upon Jehovah's name before the end of this wicked system of things. As long as Jehovah permits, we will continue to preach the kingdom good news with zeal, using every possible means to reach people in our territories, whether from door to door, on the streets, by letter writing and telephone witnessing, or informally. May we endeavor to make known Jehovah's name and purpose to as many people as we can. We have every reason to believe that Jehovah will soon act to sanctify his name. The time is fast approaching when all those who defame it will be silenced. What a glorious day that will be for all of Jehovah's loyal servants who have made known Jehovah's name and have upheld his universal sovereignty. Jehovah's loving care for his people was clearly evident at the Keep on the Watch district and international conventions held throughout much of the world in 2009. Those conventions proved to be a milestone in our theocratic history, motivating us to be more aware of the need to be watchful for Jehovah's day. Truly, Jehovah is good to us. He fills our hearts with rejoicing. He makes us lie down in grassy pastures and conducts us by well-watered resting places. Rest assured of Jehovah's continued blessing upon you as you stay busy in kingdom service in the months ahead. With warm Christian love to our worldwide brotherhood, your brothers, Governing Body of Jehovah's Witnesses.